Innovation and change is this constant tug of war between resistors and drivers. And the key here is to think deeply about the unique set of resistors and drivers that come into play within yourself, your team, and your organization so that we can minimize the resistors and increase the drivers. Hello, hello. I have got my cup of coffee and I am ready to dive into today's Inside Launch Street podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the resistors and the drivers of innovation. In fact, we're going to be talking about the tug of war that you've probably experienced in your own work, both I think personally and professionally, in your teams, in your organizations, in the clients that you lead. So I want to give you some insight into that so that we can create more drivers of innovation, things that push us forward versus things that pull us back to where we've always been and to status quo. I'm excited for it. I'm always excited. Let's face it. I'm one of those high energy people. All right. Before I dig into it, let's talk a little bit about two things. Number one, a resource that I absolutely want you to know about. And number two, an opportunity that I definitely want you to know about. All right. First is the resource. So as a lot of you have probably experienced, especially in the last year where we've all gone virtual, our email inboxes are blowing up. I mean, the number of emails that I have to read every single day, I wake up to it, I go to bed to it, it's just overwhelming. And I have found that that situation is making it so that people don't respond and I'm not being as productive and I'm not being as thorough in the emails. And it just doesn't feel as personal. But I found a way around that. And that's the resource I want to share with you. It's called BombBomb, B-O-M-B, B-O-M-B. I will put the link in the show notes. It is video email. And what's super cool about it is when they get the email, they get a GIF of like the first, I think it's the first 3 seconds of your video. They click on it and the whole video plays. But it's like one click away. It's in my Gmail. I just click insert BombBomb. The little recorder comes up, I do the recording, and off it goes. Here's why I love this resource, because it creates a human connection with the people on the other end. When I send an email with a video of me in it to them, and it's whatever I was going to write, but I just say it, the response rate shoots up. And the time it takes people to get back to me, they respond so much quicker. It creates a personal connection in a medium that we are being inundated with cold, impersonal emails. BombBomb, I'm telling you, one of my favorite. Whether you work inside a company and you're just trying to connect with your teams or get stuff done or get decisions made, or you're an entrepreneur and or a coach or a consultant and you're trying to get in front of people, this is the way to do it. BombBomb, go check it out. It's my secret sauce for human connection. Okay, so that was the resource. I want to tell you about the opportunity. If you're in my community, you probably got my email recently asking you for advice. And first, I just want to say thank you to all the people who responded. I'm so overwhelmed with gratitude. I got so many in-depth responses to my questions from people I didn't even know responded, and thoughtfully. And I'm so grateful. And this question that I asked the group was around doing partners and affiliates for our IQE, our proprietary innovation assessment. It's the only one out there that tells you your style and strength of innovation, how you add value, your personal brand, how you differentiate yourself in a highly competitive world, how you perform at your peak, get into that flow more often, basically how you become that confident innovator that the world needs. So the overwhelming response I got was, yes, please do a partner and affiliate program. So I'm on the very front end of this, but you're in my community. So I wanted to share it with you because it's coming. And if you are interested, I want you to have the opportunity as someone who listens to Inside Launch Street podcast, who's out there driving innovation. I know since you're here that you recognize the importance of innovation and what it can do for you and the teams you lead and your clients. So if you're interested, I want you to go to my website. I'll put the link in the show notes. Go to meet the team on the nav bar. And then underneath that, it says become a partner. I want you to click on that. Here's what we're doing. We are going to create a partner level and an affiliate level for our human-centered innovation method and for our IQE assessment. So whether you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or a consultant looking to add a top innovation tool to your toolbox, or You're a leader inside an organization, and you are responsible for creating a sustainable and profitable culture of innovation. We've got the option for you. High level partnership is all about becoming an innovation leader and trainer. So you get certified in our proprietary human-centered method. You have the IQE to be able to deliver across your organizations with your clients at a hugely discounted rate. You get all our training materials, presentations, exercises, tools. You get support because we do group brainstorm mastermind sessions with other partners. We also will be doing one-on-ones with me, the creator. So if you have any questions, point is at a partner level, it's like a train the trainer. So I'm going to train you and you are going out to the world and you are going to gain the competitive edge by having this in your toolbox. Or if you're a leader, you're going to have this and be able to train it across your organization. The second level, of course, is the affiliate level. And that is really for people who are looking to provide the IQE to their marketplace and receive a very generous percentage of the sale. For you, this is not so much about I'm out there to train, but I'm out there to deliver. I've got access to a group and I really want them to have the IQE and I want to be able to be the person to bring it to them. All right. I hope that you will take me up on this and give yourself the competitive advantage, be recognized as the go-to innovation leader and deliver results by making our human-centered innovation method and our proprietary IQE assessment part of your success toolbox. Well, like I said, we're only going to open it up to 10 partners at this for this round. And we're in the works. We haven't even released it really publicly yet. We haven't even driven it. But if you go to our website, you'll find it. And I'm telling you now, because if you want to be one of those 10s, now is the time to jump in. And I want, like I said, I wanted to give you a leg up. I wanted to reward you for being a rock star innovator out of the gate. You're already here on Inside Launch Street. So I know that you already value innovation and leverage it to get the advantage. Okay. Resource bomb bomb, opportunity, partnership, and affiliate. We're super excited about both. Now, let's dig into today's podcast. So today is all about the resistors and drivers of change. So do you remember playing tug of war as a kid? It was a game of two teams holding onto either side of the rope, and each team had to try to pull the other over the line or down the middle. And it always felt super stacked, like one team had all the strong people and one team didn't. Well, I think when it comes to change and innovation, that's exactly what's happening, that tug of war, at the individual level, the team level, and the organizational level. It's this constant tug of war between the resistors, right, the things that keep you in place, that hold you back, that pull you back to what you've always done. And then the drivers of change, the things that force you to adapt, that pull you into the future, that give you kind of enough reason to move forward and change, the resistors and drivers. That to me is a big tug of war. Like I said, on one side, you have the resistors of change, the things that hold change and innovation back. Then on the other side, there are the drivers of change, the things that push them forward. And in almost every organization, and also at a personal level in yourself, there's a constant interaction and conflict between the resistors and drivers of change. And I think that can become very frustrating. Think about it for a moment from your own perspective. I bet on one hand you have thoughts of, and you have kind of stimulus input that's pushing you forward to change. Yet on the other side, you've got nagging voices and reasons to stay exactly where you are. So maybe the marketplace has changed and you need to adapt with it and that's pushing you forward. But yet on the other hand, you're comfortable. Maybe you're getting a paycheck every 2 weeks and it's good enough, right? You're not rocking the boat where you are. Or maybe your clients are happy or happy enough, or maybe you've got, you know, enough goodness going on that's like, I don't really need to change. Or maybe there's fear on that side. If I change, people won't like it. That happens. That conflict is happening all the time. And if you ever come across a situation at work where you're trying to push something forward, be innovative and make change happen because you know it's the right thing to do, but there's pushback and resistance at every turn. And so it happens at the personal level and then at the team and the organizational level. That's exactly the tug of war game between the drivers and the resistors of change and innovation. And if we don't balance out this tug of war game to have more and stronger drivers than resistors, we will never get the change and innovation that we need to succeed in today's dynamic and super fast-paced marketplace. And I think, unfortunately, when I work with clients or when I go into teams and organizations, they're always playing this tug of war game. And often I find that we have more resistors than drivers. The resistors are stronger and there's more of them. And that holds us back from innovating and succeeding. Now, I have a special download with this podcast. So if you go to our website and go to the page of this podcast, you will see a little worksheet for you to go through to see at your personal level, your team or organization, whichever you want to do, where those resistors and drivers are. I think mapping it out will give you an incredible visual and insight into where you are so that you can actually do something about them. I really find in this case, the identification of all the resistors and all the drivers really makes you go, oh my gosh, wait, I'm letting these resistors get in the way. I could knock those off. Let's get rid of those. And oh, I can add all these drivers over here and push myself forward. We want more drivers than resistors. So I think that innovation and those resistors and drivers happen at three levels. Individual, you and me personally, the team, people we work with, whether that's people who report to us, our colleagues, cross-functional team, whatever it is. And then at the organizational or environmental level, meaning kind of the systems, the structures that we're dealing with. This happens for both the resistors and the drivers of innovation. It can occur at all three levels. So let me dig into some of them at the individual, or at all the three levels, to give you an idea so that when you go do the worksheet, you kind of have some ideas percolating in your brain. So let's start with the individual level. And I think there's a lot here that we can dig into. And at the individual level, I think resistors can be very personal. One of the biggest is fear. Fear of putting ourselves out there, fear of the unknown, fear of looking stupid, fear of failure. Fear of consequences also comes into play. We can be afraid to innovate and change when we fear the negative or the negative repercussions that may result because of our bold actions. And I'd like to point out, and I think you know this already, but oftentimes that fear is imagined. We're fearing something that may or probably won't happen, but it feels real in that moment. So fear at the individual level plays a huge role. And I encourage you when you do the worksheet to really dig into, well, what am I really afraid of? Is it afraid of failure or am I afraid of more work? Am I afraid of success? Because that means changing what I know to be true. I find for me personally, my resistor is often fear of success because I don't, whatever next level I'm trying to get to, that's a level I don't know. That's a level I'm not familiar with. I don't know the playbook for that level. So I'm less afraid of failure. That actually doesn't bother me very much. I'm actually more afraid of success. I know that sounds totally ludicrous, but I think that's true for more of us than we realize. Because with success comes change, new challenges to solve, new ways that I have to behave. It comes with a lot. So think about that fear for you. Now, fear is not the only resistor at the individual level. There are others too that are not so obvious. Comfort, for example. There's often a lot of comfort in doing things the way we've always done, even if they're not working. We tend to resist change and innovation because we are familiar with the existing systems, processes. It makes us comfortable and it makes it easy for us to stay put. So those resistors are not always negative fear-based. Sometimes they're like, what keeps us safe and comfortable and warm? What is it that keeps us kind of playing in our little circle? We like our routines. We like our habits. That can actually be a resistor as well. And sometimes I think, as I said before, that success can be the greatest resistor of change. If what we're doing right now is working well enough, why change? Not just fear of success, but just doing things differently. Why change if it's working well enough? Why do anything different? Success can be a powerful resistor because it allows us to talk ourselves out of doing something different. It allows us to talk ourselves back into maintaining the status quo, which has worked in the past and, well, is working well enough right now. So think about all those individual things that are playing. Now let's dial up to the team level. At the team level, there are different resistors that come into play. And again, team can be your colleagues, your company, the people you report to, the people that report to you, your clients. I think a key resistor in teams is lack of trust. Perhaps the team hasn't quite gelled, and that lack of trust becomes this invisible barrier that holds them back from innovating. Consensus can also be a huge team resistor. If everybody on the team feels like all they they all have to be in agreement or that everyone has to have a say in everything, that can hold your team back from proposing and implementing innovative ideas. Well, why do that? We need everybody to be on the same page. And frankly, what I found is consensus is like, you know, if you mushed every or melted every Crayola crayon together, how it would become that kind of just blah brown color. Well, that's consensus. Consensus waters down ideas to the bare minimum, to the like the most basic. It pulls out anything that's a little edgy, innovative, risky, new, different about it. So consensus is a huge resistor because if we're in consensus, we are at best being incremental. And I think consensus is often confused with collaboration. And collaboration is actually a huge driver of change, but consensus is not. So the third major resistor happens when everybody in your team is in silos or the team themselves are in silos. So instead of collaborating and working together, everyone is working separately on their own projects. This can be a massive resistor to change and innovation because it leads to a lack of connection between people and teams working towards the same goal or objective. So silos make it really hard to innovate. Think how exhausting it is to have to break down a silo to get buy-in from someone on a different team or buy-in from someone on your own team who's working in a silo. Right? That brick wall between you makes it really exhausting and really hard and tends to be a big resistor. Another resistor that I often see in teams that maybe we don't even realize is happening is the bobblehead syndrome. And what I mean by that is everybody just bobbleheads the leader. So if in your team, if the leader, the person with the most status, the most power, the one with the strongest voice, if they're the one that's always talking first and everybody else is just waiting for their opinion and then yesing, you're never going to get to innovation and change because the ideas aren't strong enough. They're not battle tested. You're not getting all the different perspectives. Those people have ideas, but they're too busy bobbleheading. And that can be a huge resistor to change and innovation because you've got one person's perspective all the time. And first of all, it may not be right. And second, you're not tapping the brain power of all the people on your team. It makes it harder to innovate because everybody's going along with what they think the leader wants. All right, that's the team level. Now let's take it up to the organizational or environmental level. Like I said, to me, this is really about kind of the bigger culture, process, environment that we're playing in, whatever that looks like for you. So looking at the resistors at the organizational, environmental level, we can see that bureaucracy is often a huge killer of innovation. Processes always also tend to slow everything down. I've worked with clients where they have certain processes that slow down change and innovation and kind of make you wonder why things have to be the way they are. But, you know, every check mark, every turn, like everything, it's like going through mud and everything gets delayed in that bureaucracy and that process. And it sucks out the energy and the drive for change and innovation. Some others at the organizational level include lack of clarity, confusion in the goals or objectives, or even the vision of the company, and being outcome-driven, which only focuses on success and failure rather than the process of innovation. Across all three levels, individual, team, organizational, environmental, I think there are varying and different resistors to change. And I think closely evaluating these aspects can provide some pretty interesting insights into how you're operating or why sometimes innovation and change can get stuck. However, we never just have resistors. Coming into play at the same time, and just as important, are the drivers of innovation. So before we get to the drivers, let me just close out the resistors by saying, I really encourage you to download that worksheet. It's free on our site. And just take the time to really think through, all right, personally for me, what is keeping me in place? What are my resistors? For the people I work with, what's keeping us in place and resisting change? And then at the organizational / environmental level, what is keeping us in place? I think you're going to find some really interesting insights. I think there, what I have found with this exercise with people is that there are things on there that they didn't even realize. And so they just started kind of, you know, putting it all on paper. And I would encourage you when you do this, not to judge. This is not about judging. You shouldn't feel stupid or dumb or lame for having something in the resistor change. Like, oh my God, why are we letting that hold us back? Well, you need to have awareness of it. And believe me, I can tell you that whatever you put down there, you're probably not alone. So be really honest with yourself. Same is true on the driver side. Drivers of change. These are the things that push us forward, that give us the kind of wind at our backs, moving us into change and innovation and into the future. Let's start with the individual level, you. I think here a critical driver of innovation is the desire to perform at a higher level, improve yourself, your game, your leadership skills, your talents, just what you're able to accomplish. So I think this can be motivated by just this inherent drive to do things differently or even a need for recognition. This drives people to put themselves out there. I think another important driver is the willingness to be uncomfortable when you know or feel that it's the right thing to do. On the flip side, interestingly, another individual driver could be that your job is on the line or that you need to change in order to do your job or to add value to your clients. And you know what? That's okay, because that's going to drive you. I find that those pushes forward, those things like the marketplace has changed, your boss is asking something new of you, your clients need you to change your game to be able to really serve them. Those are incredible drivers at the individual level. They hit you right in the anxiety and in the gut, don't they? But they can also push you forward. I find things like that aren't resistors. They're actually drivers of change at the individual level. So here, much like I asked you to really dig into kind of that fear and willingness to be comfortable on the resistor level, here in the individual place, I want you to really think about, what is it that pushes me forward? Is it this need for recognition? Is it my job has changed and if I don't change with it, I'm going to be left behind? Is it I just really like to perform at my peak and I love a new challenge? And again, be really honest with yourself. This is not judging. If you don't put, I love to perform at my peak and elevate my game, that's all fine. Figure out what those other drivers are. And like I said before, I guarantee you, whatever it is you put down, you're not alone. This is not about judgment. This is about being honest so that you can stack the weights, the deck, on the driver's side. All right, so individual, a desire to perform. The rug got pulled out from under and you have no choice but to change. You like to be uncomfortable. You like new challenges. You love the recognition that comes along with it. Whatever that is from the inside out on the driver's side, that happens at the individual level. Now let's go up to the team level. In a team, real collaboration and everyone on the team knowing how to work together can really drive innovation. The teams that drive innovation often have great trust also within their teams. And they also know how to maintain boundaries. They know what to work on, what to say no to. Having unified goals that make it clear to everyone where they are headed together, that's also a really strong driver of change and innovation in teams. So as you're hearing this, you're probably going, okay, so for a team, it's really about being clear about like the value that everybody brings, being clear about where you're headed in your goals, having trust and vulnerability within the team, being able to collaborate together, having a challenge or a underdog mentality could be one for teams. Like, you know, sometimes you see with sports teams how it's the underdog that really rallies together and takes it to a new level and wins the game. That can be at the team level too. But as you can see with that team dynamic, it really is about this clarity, collaboration. It's about boundaries, meaning like not everybody's not throwing stuff up against the wall. Like everybody's clear on what to do and what not to do. Team level is very important, whether that team, again, is people you report to, people who report to you, your clients, et cetera. Okay, let's go up to that big picture organizational or environmental level. Something that drives innovation is having open channels for communication. When everybody in this kind of ecosystem that you're working on or working in has a say in innovation. So rather than this hierarchical view, that's actually a resistor of innovation. If you've got too many, like bureaucracy, right? Too many levels and only certain people get to be innovators. When everybody around you is part of that innovation process, that can really push you forward. A clear vision and a culture of innovation that is behavior driven rather than outcome focused can also be a strong driver of innovation. When a company focuses on behaviors, you need to push innovation forward and not just the outcome. Everyone in the organization is more likely to put out innovative ideas and start thinking about doing things differently. That can be a huge driver of innovation at the greater level. Here's the other thing I say also at this kind of organizational environmental level is if your marketplace has drastically changed and you have to adopt to meet new customer demands or manage a new competitive threat. I think, by the way, after 2020, a lot of us are dealing with this where things have just changed and we got to change with it. That can be a huge driver. That rug getting pulled out from under you, that disruption, that change that's happening around you that impacts you or puts pressure on you can actually be a really good driver of change. Pressure is often very positive when it comes to innovation and change. You may not like it. It probably doesn't feel good and it creates a lot of anxiety, but I think you can see that's really a driver of change and innovation because you have to, right? You're forced to. You got to change with the marketplace or be left behind. And that's why I think, by the way, it's so interesting when you've got an individual or a team organization where that's the main driver, like, oh my gosh, our customers have changed, our marketplace has changed, the way we do business has been changed forever. That's this huge, like big weighted driver, yet all of this fear, silos, hierarchy, all of that is getting in the way of that driver really pushing us forward. That's why I love the worksheet, and so that you can see those both side by side. At the end of the day, innovation and change is this constant tug of war between resistors and drivers. And the key here is to think deeply about the unique set of resistors and drivers that come into play within yourself, your team, and your organization so that we can minimize the resistors and increase the drivers. We've done this exercise with a few clients now, and I can tell you, well, I can tell you two things that come out of this. The first one is when we identify all the resistors and drivers, as you can imagine, the rich, deep, and transparent conversations that happen here are game-changing for teams and for leaders, because all that stuff, all those elephant in the rooms, all those invisible little things, not just the obvious, they get put out on the table. And that becomes really powerful in helping them move forward. You know, as I always tell people who say, well, where do team dynamics come into play when it comes to innovation? Well, it's huge, right? You need that foundation of trust and collaboration and respect of each other to be able to innovate. So that's the first thing that really comes out of this exercise is, wow, we just had a really rich conversation about what's really going on here. And it's not always bad, but the conversation itself is always important. So that's the first thing that comes out of it. The second thing that comes out of it is we get to figure out the team figures out how to minimize those resistors and increase those drivers. And then they've got the energy, the momentum, and the reason for pushing forward. Those resistors and drivers, that tug of war game is always going to be there. But the key here is to make the drivers so good and so juicy and so many of them, and those resistors get knock the ones off that don't need to be there and minimize the other ones. I would also encourage you, if you do this exercise with anyone you work with, this is a great exercise to do every 3-6 months to say, okay, we've moved the needle. Now, where are we with resistors and drivers? It's a constant tug of war. So you know what? We want to be on the team, the driver team, and we want to stack that team with all the strong people in it, don't we? We want to win that tug of war game. All right, everybody. Great to connect with you. So much more to come. Tamara out.